Now, let's talk about this retirement chess. You know, how is planning a successful retirement like playing a game of chess? So let's break down some of these pieces that are on the chessboard and see if we can relate them to a successful retirement plan. Let's start off with, I guess, what I would consider the small one, the pawn.
The pawn is always, like I said, a lot of people think of a pawn in chess, and it's been a while since I played a game of chess myself, but
yeah,
they really underestimate the importance of it. And pawns are expendable. A lot of people think of your retirement as the same thing.
Yeah.
And if you consider it towards your chess game, it'd be like, I would consider like the pawns in a chess game as different assets that you have that sometimes you don't mind giving up or sacrificing.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. If a pawn makes it all the way across the chessboard,
yeah,
it turns into a queen.
Oh, that is
so
true.
The thing,
yeah,
is, you know, so it takes a lot of different impressive moves and strategies and a long to get over there. But sometimes you got to sacrifice that pawn. Maybe you might be looking for a new car, or you might be looking maybe to buy a vacation home, or things that you say, okay, here's on my bucket list that we're going to do. And every little thing you put, you save your dollars. And eventually, if you get all the way what your goal is, then you wind up with a queen, or you wind up with that new car, or that new, say, lake house, or things like that.
Yeah.
So it's just understand, I mean, different clients have different options. I mean, some people have 20, 30 years of vesting before they actually reach retirement. So obviously they're going to lose a lot more pawns along the way. But as we get closer to retirement, you know, we don't have that many pawns out there on the board. You know, we don't have that much money we can sacrifice or lose, should
yeah,
we say. So you kind of got to look at it from that standpoint. Okay, what do I have? What's important to me? And put goals on it. You know, a lot of people just don't understand the importance of putting goals and understanding what the importance of each bucket of money.
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to lose? Okay, what am I going to risk? What's my risk tolerance? What's going to make up my income? That's stuff you definitely do not want to put out there or sacrifice.
It's true, and it's not something you just want to leave up to Social Security as well. You know, it's sad, but Social Security is just not keeping our four walls around us anymore. Now, folks, again, we are talking with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services, just going through a little bit of a retirement chess here. And it does sound to me kind of like the pawn is that time value of money where, you know, the earlier you start, the more interest you gain, and then interest builds interest, and that small dollar, or what seemed like a small dollar 20, 30 years ago, may be worth a lot more to you now. Am I kind of following you there?
Yeah, it's chipping away.
Yeah.
So if, like you said, you have a goal, like said, whatever it is, a retirement house or a new car, a $50,000 car.
Yeah.
Well, you just don't take it out of your back pocket. You start saving, you know, you incrementally start saving for it. You put $100 away, you put a couple hundred dollars away. And eventually, once you start chipping away, now that pawn, all of a sudden, you have a nice bank account or savings account that is now a queen. And now you accomplish what you were looking to do, so that'd be kind of how I would relate it to a chess game, I suppose, myself.
Absolutely. No, it makes sense. And folks, if you would like to connect with John Kelly, see if you have any pawns in your own retirement account that may need to be looked at, that number to call is 800-477-1135. And folks, just to let you know, today we are partnering with John Kelly to bring no cost, no obligation initial consultations to all of our radio listeners. So go ahead, call in, make an appointment today, take advantage of this offer that we are putting out there. Again, folks, that number, 800-477-1135. Now, thinking of retirement chess again, John, I want to go up to the, I guess, the next highest ranking member on the board. I'm assuming that would be the knight. This is the piece that moved in that weird L-shaped path, correct?
Yeah, and I said, when you look at it, he can move across the board like nobody else. He's able to jump over pieces, you know, and appear in that way. No other piece on the board can jump over the way he does and take advantage of the knight.
Yeah.
So, however, definitely trade-offs. You can only move short moves distances at a time, even if the board is wide open.
That's true.
So that knight necessarily does not have the same potential like the queen or the rook has, or a bishop. So just understanding what the purpose, again, for the money is in your retirement savings plan, you know the knife is your safe money. So keep that knight there. Okay, we know that's going to be your IRAs or your 401ks.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely something you don't want to gamble with. We had a lady come in here yesterday into the office, and for the year, she's down almost $38,000 in her retirement account.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Her knight was put in a bad position,
yeah,
and it cost her. And everybody remembers, like, '08, when most people lost almost 40% of their retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
We did not get to write any of that off in our income taxes.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, I mean, the government does not incentivize us for losing money within a retirement account. So you definitely want to protect your knight and construct a reliable retirement plan without making that safe money a component of the losses like you would with a pawn. Kind of understand where you're at in the game and what the purpose for each piece is. Like I said, we all have buckets of money. Relate to your buckets of money like a chess game.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't want to lose. Put the stuff that's affordable, pour the stuff that's like your risky money and make them your pawns. But as we get on in the game and the higher the pieces, the values are, you definitely want to protect them even more.
No, now, you know, John, that is great advice and something to look at as far as, you know, a knight and as far as safe money. A diversified retirement plan is always important. Now, I want to hop up to the next highest level piece on the board. This is probably the one that people try to protect the most, even though it really probably is the most aggressive piece on the board. And that's the queen, right?
Well, yeah, the queen is the most powerful piece on the board because she can move long distances in any direction.
Yeah.
Chess experts will tell you, don't get fixated on your queen because at the end of the day, she's just one of your 16 pieces. So just sometimes, you know, you got to make a sacrifice with your queen just like you do with your different parts of your portfolio or your retirement plans.
Sure.
But you want to make sure you put yourself in a position to take the best possible advantages overall. You know, chess can be fun and exciting without the queen on the board. So when you're retirement planning, just make sure your queen is your risk money. You know, you can afford to lose that. So if, like I said, I always tell clients, if I'm going to go out to Vegas, you know, if I take a few dollars with me, if I lose it or if I leave it out there, it's not going to come back and affect me where I got to maybe sell my house or pull my kids out of school or do things like that. So
absolutely.
Just understand what parts of the puzzle that you're working with and just understand the potential that you have for risk and for growth. You know, don't fall in love with a queen. Don't fall in love with any one particular investment either. Don't be afraid to change it.
Yeah, very good advice there. Now, let me ask you, we're starting to hit towards the end of our segment, but obviously I have to hit the king. He is the king after all. So what would the king be in our diversified retirement plan?
Well, I consider the king for most of our clients and most people here in our radio listeners is probably our retirement accounts. Like I said, our IRAs, our 401ks.
Okay, yeah.
That is the stuff that you definitely want to protect. If you fail to protect your king, the game is over.
That's right.
So, you know, in retirement planning, it's the same thing. There's a lot of things that go into it. You want to protect your income. You know, you want to protect your estate and make sure you have your stuff in order. Make sure you have wills and trusts set up. Make sure you're dealing with somebody who's got your family affairs in order. But like I said, you're definitely your home, your retirement accounts, your IRAs. That's definitely your king. That's your main nest egg. You know, there's different ways we can protect it. You know, with Social Security income, we know we're always going to have an income there through pensions, annuities. You know, some people might have retirement income, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But however your income is being generated for your retirement, make sure that that is not at risk and that is not going to go away. And that's why I want to offer this to our listeners. I think it goes in perfect with this. Make sure you have your stuff set up. Come on in. We'll do a free income plan analysis for them. We'll sit down and show them how to make the income needs that they make. We'll do a complete portfolio analysis here, which we'll show down and how their performance is doing, what their fees are, and what they're getting charged, things like that. And any clients that come over with over $250,000, what we've been doing, and a lot of our clients are loving it, is we provide them with our attorney here that does a free will for them.
Wow.
Sets up a free will, free power of attorney for healthcare and for finance. And anybody that comes over with $500,000, we'll do a full living trust for them. So it's a great way of protecting their whole estate and protecting their king and making sure their money stays in their family and not be giving it away to the state, the governments, you know, the court system, things like that.
Absolutely. No, that is fantastic. So, folks, here at the Financial Safari, we are tired that the status quo is just not being sure if your financial advisor really has your best interests at heart. And, John, I love hearing what you're offering to our radio listeners because it's a beautiful thing. You're offering not only education on the show, not only are you offering services at your office, but you are offering those services with no cost and no obligation for our radio listeners. So, folks, if you want to take advantage of this, sit down across the table from John Kelly or a member of his team, have them go over your own retirement plan, make sure that your king is safe, make sure that your plan is ready for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years of retirement, aka unemployment. Now, folks, again, that number is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. Now, we've got to take a short break, but we will continue the conversation with John Kelly in just a few minutes. Got some great email questions coming up. So don't go anywhere because there's more Financial Safari on the way.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
It's important to know there are several types of annuities available today. One of these is a variable annuity. A variable annuity allows investors to select from stocks, bonds, and money market instruments. However, the principal and returns are not guaranteed as with other types of annuities. Instead, they're based on the returns of those same stocks and bonds. Even more shocking, the investor assumes a higher level of risk, pays higher fees, and could lose prior earnings. In some cases, even a portion of their principal. Nonetheless, they're often aggressively sold to retirees because of the high commission rates. Take inventory of your investment. Understand their risks and limitations. Only then can you make an informed decision regarding your own portfolio's diversification and investment strategies.